Good afternoon, David Self.
Hey, is David there?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know, that's terrible. I saw him this morning. I'm not even sure if he's still here. Hold on just a second. I'll holler, okay?
Okay.
Financing plan to fit your budget. Come to David Self Motors for warehouse pricing. Please continue to hold. Thanks for holding. Do you know what time it is? It's time to trade. You want a reliable, dependable, quality vehicle. And you can certainly use a great buy. And we have it. Warehouse pricing makes it possible. Driving is believing. And you'll see that the economics really make sense. Ask anyone.
Hello?
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 Oh, hey, David. It's Jaw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good, Jaw. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. It's Monday. So yeah, the underwriters wanted to go over your file with you today. What's the best time for you?
Can you and I go over it right now, or you want the underwriter to call me?
They have all the numbers, so it would probably be best if they give you, they go over everything with you, because I don't have access to that.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jaw, it's somewhere around 2-something here.
Okay.
210, 215. I'd like to they can call me and Roxanne back somewhere between 2:45 and 3 our time.
Okay. And on your cell phone or on this line?
No, on this line right here. That way I can speak her up type thing. So we'll get in there and pull everything out they need, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. And let me just make sure I got the number. I've been calling different numbers here. Okay, so one ending in 4732, right?
No, it's 409-296. Mm-hmm. 9600.
9600. Okay.
That's our main line that feeds everything.
Okay. Sounds good.
Or it's 1-800-323-3591.
Okay. I'll just call the 9600 one.
Yeah, I mean, that's the deal. And then it goes to operators, and they can always get us on that type of thing. Sometimes my cell phone, cloud or something comes over, it kind of goes, wigs out type thing. So let's do main line in case we had to do anything. And we're sitting behind our computers and all that kind of good stuff. You know, I let Roxanne work through all this type of thing, and I don't know what she's decided, she needs and all that stuff either, so I'll go get myself familiar with it.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. I mean, so she handles everything, basically.
Yeah, she handles every single thing, and I hired her out of high school, and I tell everybody, that I've had her for 30 years, and she fusses at me, but that's true. So
I see. Okay.
That gray hair she has, she says, that's just not true. And I'm going, okay, whatever. But anyway, I've had her a long time. Had her in the Ford Motor Company days and all that kind of good stuff. So let's just set it up somewhere around 30 minutes from now.
Okay, sounds good. And I have a quick question on your credit report. It looks like in the last month, your credit was ran 3 times by, first one was Principus. Second one was Business Financial Service, and the other one was Breakout Capital Financial.
I have no knowledge of that.
You don't know about them at all?
I don't handle a lot of my stuff on that particular thing, but I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well,
hang on a minute. Tell me the names of them again.
Principus.
How do you spell that?
Principis.
Okay. What's the next one?
Business Financial Services.
Okay.
And the other one is Breakout Capital Financial.
I have no knowledge of these, but I'll try to find out for you.
Okay.
I have no knowledge at all whatsoever.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully no one stole your information.
I don't think it stole my information. I think someone's trying to do a good deed one way or other, i.e. my son or somebody, but I'm just, unless we try to lease, we have a third location we open up, as you know,
right.
Unless he's looking at one of them to, lease some forklifts or something.
I see.
I mean, that's the only thing I could think on anything there. And
I
bought one and I said, you need to use this old wore out one like I did. So anyway, that's the only thing I could think would might do on it. Not to my knowledge, but I'll find out for you.
Okay. Well,
and I might need to know about that anyway. I mean, that's kind of a scary deal. So
yeah. Best to just check it, because it ran within the last, like, all three of them was within a day of each other too. So were you looking to buy something end of September?
Which day?
Yeah, September 27, 8, and
9. I bet you that's not ahead looking for a forklift. I need to give him a little tune-up. So.
Okay.
Anyway, just because we were looking at one for the third location.
Yeah.
And it's a couple other, you know, minor equipment type thing when we kind of kicked it open there. So, but I'll look and see. Thank you so very much for letting me know that, okay?
Yeah, no worries. Did you guys end up buying the forklift already?
Well, I bought a used one.
Oh, I see.
A friend of mine had an old, you know, one that was, I think it was $7,000 or $8,000. It was a 30,000 forklift that needs a little 10 to 11 care, but it works for, you know, what we do. So he does, he's my only son. He works hard, but he's, he might have been a little spoiled. So, but I'll find out.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. I will set up a goal right now to check with the underwriter and make sure that window of time he's available.
I'm at my desk
today.
I'll
call you if anything.
Yeah, just say, hey, we'll set it up. So, I mean, we can do it as late as 3. Roxanne goes home about 4, so, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.